jump and die. Men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from the deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 23rd day of January, year of our Lord, 2019, welcome to the John Moore Show. In prepper tip of the day, I've been encouraging people to consider using and wearing merino wool socks, as I've been doing for, well, probably 16, 17 years, with great success. You also might want to check out merino wool underwear, long underwear. I believe you'll be very happy with the results. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend, Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's a prolific author, having authored, I believe, 10 books with another one on the way soon. We'll be having the initial announcement here on this show pretty soon, I believe. And weekly radio talk show host, and of course, also a advanced amateur archaeologist. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John. Great
well,
day
sir,
to be here.
It is a great day to be here. And we have a release date for the book firmed up here, sir?
February 13th on your show, so
all right,
a couple of weeks.
February
13th.
Just about 3 weeks away. That's fantastic. All right. Well, Jim, there's I don't know how much you pay attention to mainstream media, but the big woo-ha the last 4 days has been about these teenage boys waiting for the school bus near Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. They were standing there peacefully waiting for their bus when two groups of people, adults, one group of adults, they call themselves Black Israelites, I think is what they identify as, started yelling obscenities at these young men for no reason. And then two or three Native Americans approached them, beating a drum and chanting for reasons why I still don't understand. And a 30-second clip was released of this activity, which made the boys look like they may have been in the wrong, when in fact there was almost 2 hours of video of what really transpired. In the meantime, mainstream media, all networks except Fox News, major newspapers, commentators, Hollywood personalities, were egregious in their characterizations of these innocent teenage boys from a Catholic high school in I believe it was Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken. It may have been Kentucky. It was one of those two states. I believe Tennessee, Covington High School, were called and vilified, called names such as racist and Nazis, and threats were coming into their homes, to the school, and it was an absolute outrage based on nothing but false evidence or fake news, as President Trump would say. Now we have most of these mainstream news outlets expressing their regret and their embarrassment, while some of the Hollywood people and other prognosticators are sticking to their original story, vilifying these young men who were innocently standing waiting for their bus when these adults started causing problems. We're getting to a point, Jim, and the reason I bring this all up, we're getting to a point where these instant media platforms that almost everybody in this country has access to through their smartphones is causing people to say things, do things that are completely outrageous, off the charts crazy. I believe these young men are going to be represented by a competent legal counsel and possibly have some legal actions against these major networks and newspapers for the vilification that they've experienced and continue to experience. In fact, they had the school shut down yesterday because of threats to the school and the students and faculty. But I've been involved in the legal system myself since 1972, and I've seen legal process go forward with a lot flimsier evidence than what these boys have, which is the reports from these TV networks and these newspapers that they can't take back. Toothpaste can't be put back in the tube, Jim. Despite whatever apologies they made, their initial reports have caused multiple threats of harm and death. One threat was to lock the boys in their high school and burn down the high school with them inside. I really hope there's some successful legal action against these television networks and these newspapers. What do you think, Jim?
Well, John, here's the reality. Something like that, 99% of the people that see that will never see the retraction or the real story. And so that's the reality.
Yes, and, you're right.
That when I'm under attack, for example, and people come to some completely off-the-wall webpage, and they read something, that's their first impression, and the people that put that there know that. And so, this is done for a reason. And, yeah, who orchestrated this? That's the big question. Clearly, these groups that these people that came up to harass these kids, this was a provocation. But it was planned, and there was a lot more going on here. And we see these groups coming out of nowhere. Clearly, there's a lot more going on behind the scenes than what you see. But then also when that coordinated news effort, what I call blanket news coverage, hits, so that no matter what station, what internet channel, what YouTube channel you're looking at, you're going to see this in the form, the original form that they want you to see. And so that is coordinated. That's just not happenstance. That's not a mistake. So this was coordinated with the news agencies at a much higher level prior to this all happening, so that it would go out, it would hit the mainstream media, and like I say, 99% of the people that saw this will never, ever see the real story.
Well, I agree. That's certainly a possibility, Jim, and with the most of these mass media outlets being owned by the same entities and having overlapping boards of directors, that certainly is a very strong possibility. Absolutely it is. But some of the more reasonable members of the mainstream media have, and there was another story at the same time, this BuzzFeed story that President Trump had ordered his legal counsel Mr. Cohen to lie before Congress. That was taking place at the same time. And on Friday, I believe it was, there were 200 references in mainstream media to impeaching President Trump. Both those stories, the BuzzFeed story happened Friday, the high school story in Washington, D.C. happened Saturday. So they both shared a similar space, and they both were promoted as being real. And of course, Special Counsel Mueller did something he's never done in the past 2 years. That was make a comment on these news stories, and he basically said it wasn't true. After the mainstream media had spoken 200 times Friday about impeaching President Trump, thoroughly discrediting themselves, make themselves look like complete fools. And what I've been saying, Jim, since the November election is the following, and I'm going to stick by this, that between now and November of 2020, the Democrats, and now I have to include the mainstream media, will make themselves over and over again to be complete fools and complete idiots, the consequences being a massive victory for the Republicans in November 2020. What do you think, sir?
Well, yeah, as I've said before, the 10 places that gave us a Democratic House of Representatives were the same cheating centers that elected, that gave Hillary Clinton 17 million votes. So unless we clean that up, we're not going to have a fair election, but you're correct. The people are seeing this, and they're waking up to the fact that the news media is corrupt.
It is absolutely corrupt.
Fake is too mild a word. I mean, this is pure corruption.
There's another aspect of this you and I don't talk about much, but my second guest every Wednesday, we talk about it every Wednesday. The evidence I've seen is that communist sympathizers, if not outright communists, focused on taking control of the journalism schools beginning in the 1960s. And I believe most of the major journalism schools have been successfully compromised and taken over by avowed Marxists, which plays into this.
That's true. But also the schools in general have been completely taken over by right-wing and communist platforms. The schools and the rules for teaching, as I always said, the idea when I was getting out of college, that's when the teacher certificate came into being. You needed a certificate to teach in high school. Well, right. Before that, we got along fine without that. But what it really did is it prevented other people who had not gone through this regimentation, prevented anybody else from teaching, getting in to teach. Right. And there were times when I was not well employed, let's put it that way, and I would go out and try and teach in a school. I had far more than ample credentials, but without a teacher's certificate, you couldn't teach, which was absurd. I mean, imagine all of the doctors and chemists and people who would be very highly qualified, much more than the people teaching in school, yet they would not be allowed. So the teacher's certificate, as with many things, is not what it's purported to be, so that we have high-quality education. It's so that we maintain very low-quality education, because just here's what I saw. I saw that in, say, mathematics or sciences, people could not make the grade. So they'd go into the counselor, and they'd say, well, why don't you become a teacher? And they would bathe them with education courses, which were just anybody could basically pass them. And so what you ended up with were people that could not do mathematics or science becoming the teachers. So, and that's where education really started to pummel. But it's all good on paper. It all looks good on paper. Everything, all the I's are dotted, all the T's are crossed. And it's easy to control those people also. because they get in there, that's their career, they're not going anyplace, and you know, they're just interested in teaching for 20, 25 years so they can get their retirement. They're not going to make any waves. Their curriculum is specified. When they create a syllabus, they cannot teach anything that's not in the textbook. They cannot mention anything. They cannot have any discussion of anything that's not in the textbook. And the textbook industry is very controlled, so it's a lockdown system. And then you get Common Core and other federal agencies coming in there, and that's what Trump wanted to do, is get rid of all of this, you know, and put teaching back in the hands of teachers.
But well, Jim, it's been a number of years ago. I'm going to say 8 to 10 years ago. It came to the attention of various Missouri state representatives and Missouri state senators that a pretty substantial percentage of Missouri public school teachers were functionally illiterate. So legislation was drafted and proposed to have a literacy test for Missouri teachers. We had a Democratic governor at the time, and it was defeated on one hand. On the other, I've been close enough to the legislative process in Missouri to know that proposed legislation of that nature doesn't come up unless there's some basis in reality for it in the first place. These men and women are busy. They've got a lot of things to do that are important, and they don't engage in that kind of activity unless there's a real substantial reason for it. And it's pretty scary to think that we would have illiterate or semi-literate, functionally illiterate people teaching our students. It's pretty scary, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's exactly why. That began, as I said, when I was in college back in the 60s. That's when teacher courses, teacher education, state-mandated teacher certificates came into being. And, you know, those courses, the education courses, you know, you cannot make a person that's not a good teacher, you cannot make them a good teacher. The teaching is like a skill. It's kind of like building a house. You go in, you know, and there's people that can do it and people that can't. And I've always said, I will never roof my house. You know, it's something I don't have skill to do. People don't have skills teaching, and I don't care how many courses of education you give them, they're not going to be good teachers. And so, you know, it's a farce. And so we're living the results of 30 or 40 years of farce in education. And the states, as long as all the paperwork is in order, as long as all the grades are in, as long as all the A's, B's, C's, D's are given. And they also did something. They went to what they call a bell curve. And so somebody had to get an A. When I was in school, if you didn't get a good enough score on the test, then nobody got an A. You know, and they changed that. They changed that so that no matter how poorly everybody did, somebody would still get an A in that bell curve. And so those kind of things came into play in watered down education. And I literally went back to the college where I went to school to visit some of my old professors. This is in college, and they said, wow, it's the administration requires them to use that bell curve, and they said the quality of education has just pummeled since I had been there.
Much of my career, I've worked for various law firms, among other things, and one law firm, they needed a new legal secretary, so the law firm interviewed maybe a dozen or 15 or more young women. And one was selected. She seemed to be fairly bright, articulate, dressed nice, was a graduate, listen carefully, a graduate of had a four-year degree from a brick-and-mortar college, nothing online or correspondence, a brick-and-mortar college, a four-year degree. She could not alphabetize. She could not keep the files straight to put them away. She did not know the alphabet.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm often gone to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 23rd of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. Professor McKinney's website is linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, before we get to our first caller here, you have not one but two weekly radio shows. Tell people how they can listen live and to the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yes, John. Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McKinney Science Hour at the Crossroads. That's the live airing. It re-airs, I believe, about 11 times at various places. One is WTWW out of Nashville at 10 p.m. Central on Friday night. But all the different ways to listen are listed on my webpage. There's a subpage, How to Listen. And all the archives are on my webpage, commercial-free, and all the archives are free. And then there's my paid cast, the weekly deep dive into scientific topics for $3.95 per month. All that available on my webpage, jmccsci.com. And my new release is pre-selling. It's also listed on the webpage. So go there for all that information.
All right. Thank you, sir. I was cut off in my comments by the break, and I was pretty astonished that a woman could graduate from a brick and mortar college with a 4-year degree and not know the alphabet. She was employed about 2 weeks when we started filing. We could not find files anymore. And the reason we couldn't find them is her job was to file everything away, and she did not know the alphabet. Of course, we had to let her go.
Oh, my God.
That would have been
just
early 1980s. I know it is.
Yeah.
Here we are. Let's see. Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Oh, good morning. I'll get out of the barn here. You talk about education. Here in Texas, Texas A&M, in College Station, is one of the premier universities in the nation, so far as veterinary animal husbandry and health care. And not living too far from it for a number of years, I heard the comment several times that there were a lot of people, students, that could not cut it as a veterinarian that went into the human health care because it was easier. you talk about the teachers, you know, and professors and what have you. And you know, animals, first of all, they can't talk. Well, they can if you pay attention to them, but they don't speak our language. And there's so many different types of animals. You got ruminants, you know, and non-ruminants, and, you know, the biological composition is varies from animal to animal. But I had to bring it up, you know.
Well, thank you.
If you can't cut it as a veterinarian, going to the human position, and maybe you can cut it there.
Wow.
Well, you're right, Jerry. Getting into veterinarian school is far tougher than getting into medical school. The criteria and so forth is a lot tougher than medical school. Jim, you got any follow-up on that?
No, that's a surprise to me. I'm not that savvy about the world of medicine and veterinarian, but that's a shocker.
And, well, I've talked to professionals in both areas who've gone to medical school and to veterinarian school, and that's pretty common knowledge if you do look into it. Jerry, thank you for the call, sir.
Y'all have a good day.
Okay.
Yeah, John, I wanted to mention, we talked about textbooks, and this is a major, major problem. In fact, from where Jerry is from in Texas, there's a law that says you cannot put false information in a textbook. But the textbooks are full of false information. Just, it's horrendous. In fact, I've seen textbooks in which I would say 95% of the information could not possibly be true. And especially, I have a video out. It's on my webpage. It's called Astronomy for the 90s. And I did a professionally produced video when I was teaching university-level astronomy. And I took all the textbooks that were available in astronomy, and we did a study with the students. And we found out that one astronomy book would be written by a group of people who edited another astronomy book. And so NASA was very big in this. So what you get is the NASA version of reality, which 99% of it is complete garbage, but that's what's in the textbooks. And so it's really horrendous. And so this massive money-making industry, textbooks is a massive industry, and it's on top of education. And once information gets into these books, it's like it's sacrosanct. You cannot question. You can't.
That's right, Jim. I got a follow up. I got a follow up on that after the break. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back after the break.
Here's a little song.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have all the time in the world. Time enough for life to unfold all the precious things love has in store. We have all the love in the world. If that's all we have, you will find we need nothing more.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 23rd of January. Check out my website. If you haven't been there in a couple of weeks, well, it's all new. We're getting the Amazon products back up. This is Tim Spencer working on this. Tim is very proud of the hundreds of Amazon items, the things that I personally own, the things that I would like to own and don't own yet. And same way with Tim. Hey, these are helpful things for preparedness at my website at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, energy cleaners. I'm shipping out a couple today. Shipped out one last week to Australia along with a mattress pad. Hey, do you have arthritis pain? Seriously, if you have arthritis pain, you need an energy cleaner. Back pain, joint pain, same thing. Check out the details at my website, the excellent testimonials, the patent application information. Make your decision. Order your energy cleaner. Order your mattress pad to go with it. I'll take care of it myself. I'm the guy that boxes them up. I ship them out priority mail, signature confirmation. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanning. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, every hour I play about 60 seconds of the national anthem of the Confederate States of America, Dixie, and I do that for a reason. Jim, would it be a fair statement that 9 out of 10 Americans believe that the United States of America invaded and conquered the Confederate States of America because the Confederate States of America had slavery? Would that be a fair statement?
Well, I'd say it's more like 99.999%.
And here's absolutely. Here's the quick way to educate people and about what really happened. And it involves Missouri, Kentucky, Maryland, and Delaware. All four states never left the United States of America. All four states, you could buy, sell men, women, and children all during the Civil War. So you could be living in Maryland, be a slave owner, have your teenage son drafted to go fight against a different country because that country had slavery. Is something broken with that picture, Jim?
Well, yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. And then also Johnny Reb, as he is called, did not have slaves. There were very few slave owners in the South, and they were major plantations in the Deep South. But your average guy in the South did not have slaves.
And your statement is one that many people make, which is an accurate and true statement, but it doesn't make the point. If one country invades another country because of the activity, beliefs, and laws of the other country, how could you do that if your own country is already doing the same thing that you're fighting?
Why would Johnny Reb fight for the plantation owners' right to keep slaves? It had nothing to do with them.
Well, they were fighting because they were invaded by a foreign country, obviously.
Right. But the real reason was they were being taxed to pay for the wars of aggression.
You're right. And it was money. The South was the money-generating engine for the United States of America. They were being taxed, and the money was leaving the states being taxed and never coming back. They finally got tired of it. We got a caller on hold here. We got Brent in Texas, the Republic of Texas. Good morning, Brent.
And J.R. Moore and Jim, I believe, right?
That's right. Go ahead, Brent.
Yeah, I just want to get my two bits in before you get off into slavery and back on education. And, you know, for the listeners, of course, and yourselves. But the deliberate dumbing down of the of America by Charlotte Thompson Iserby, but you can find it on Amazon, and that is a good reference for the entire discussion on the dumbing down of America. And I would qualify as a whistleblower for the entire system, since they excommunicated me here in Texas with my lifelong certificate, which they have tried to override, you know, go back in time, which is essentially against the Constitution to change that once they put it into existence. I used to teach math, and it's just, and that is, that is their Achilles heel. They could not figure out a way to pass students in math because of the nature of the subject and have it done correctly. So they've done everything they can to screw people up in math. It's unbelievable. And I have horror stories, but
I bet you guys are on track.
You're on track, and it's probably the most important issue. You know, they're always talking about education first, and the education budget is actually larger than the defense budget. And and look at the product we have, you know.
No, education is a disaster, an absolute disaster. It's been that way for a long time. And to cure it is going to, you know, it's really, really very difficult to cure. I wrote
no,
a piece.
It's not.
No, well, it's not. It's not.
No, it's very simple, but it's such a humongous, like you're saying, it's entrenched so much. But the solution is simple. You know, you get some qualified teachers and you let them teach.
Yeah, but you also need the textbooks that go back to actual real textbooks. And even when I was a kid, the textbooks in terms of history were totally, totally incorrect. I mean,
and that's
been going on. The changing, the rewriting of history and then being taught to kids, you know, everything we know about the major wars is incorrect. You know, everything we know about, you know, major events is incorrect. You know, the Kennedy assassination, you know, the 9/11, I mean, just on and on and on. The history of man, you go back to the early history of man, what they're teaching couldn't possibly be true. Couldn't possibly be true. And that's what's being taught in school. So, it comes back to the textbooks. And quite frankly, the teacher walks into a classroom, they're given a textbook, this is what you read, you know, this is what you teach, you give a test, and now Google Education is coming in and standardizing education on a worldwide platform where all of the communication between the student and the teacher happens in Google, not by the teacher being in a classroom or a study session after class, but through Google and all the answers.
Gentlemen,
are canned.
Yeah, I need to. You know, I agree. First of all, I agree with both of you absolutely. But on one hand, on the other, using a car analogy, the two of you are talking about the power steering, power brakes, air conditioning, and stereo. I want to talk about the engine. In the 1930s, they started teaching using the Dick and Jane readers, which was the beginning of sight reading. By the mid to late 1950s, phonics was no longer taught in the schools, which forever restricts a person's ability to have a great language skills, which restricts them from learning anything beyond very simple tasks and very simple learning. If you've been taught sight reading as opposed to teaching people phonics, and they were so embarrassed by the mid-70s, they started teaching phonics again, but not in the way it should be taught. We have an entire generation of people between age 50 and about age 30 or so that are functionally illiterate, including my daughter and my son-in-law, who can barely read because they weren't taught phonics, gentlemen. And that's a massive foundational problem. Your response, Jim?
Also, sentence construction. How to take a sentence and divide it in, you know, what are the adjectives, where do the adjectives go, who's the subject, etc. You know, a construction of sentences was stopped also. So now you have kids with a cell phone doing little abbreviation snippets, and it's not even English anymore. But, yeah, they can't read. And when you get to some topic like physics, believe me, you have to read it 5 times, and it's very slow reading. And so, you know, if you can't read, and logic is not taught. You know, if something happens and then something else happens, then what follows from that? People cannot make logical conclusions. They're told facts.
Brent, are you still there? Are you still Brent there, Brent?
Yes, I'm here, and I'll answer any question you may have for me.
I got a question for you, sir. The school district that you're affiliated with or have been, do they still teach cursive writing, longhand writing?
I got out in 96.
Okay. Well, most schools no longer teach cursive writing. You're probably aware of that, aren't you?
Yes,
Which means, gentlemen, if you aren't taught cursive writing, you can't read it either, which means these young people can't walk up to the Declaration of Independence in Washington, D.C., the original, and read it. Now that's a very sad commentary.
Right, and the cursive goes way, way back. So it's not just our own declaration. You go back to the Middle Ages, cursive was the standard. And so if you look at anybody's writing going way back, it's cursive. So, yeah, and then coming up into modern times. But, yeah, that's the things that have been dropped out of education that are necessary, the structure of sentences, phonics, and then writing and actually sitting down and writing. They replace writing now with using a computer. And that happened during Obama's years, that you no longer had to be able to write. You know, that's insane that people have the ability to write.
It's not education. It's indoctrination. We all know that now.
Yeah, and the end product is a person that can't think, that takes facts that are given to them and believes them and can regurgitate them. And so that person is really subject to total disinformation, control, and that's what's going on. And that's why they're going after the young generations, because they know that there's
a
certain
student. I'm sorry. Am I interrupting you? I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah.
But on the other hand, there are a lot of good students. And in spite of everything they've done, we've been able to produce some very well-versed, educated individuals. And thank God. You know what I mean?
Well, Brent, I agree with you on one hand. On the other, my observation of the students that are excelling and getting the scholarships, they've had coaching at home by the parents who do teach phonics and do help them with mathematics. That's exactly the successful students I've seen. How about you, sir?
Yes, sir. That's where it needs to come from, is the parents and the teacher. And when you look at this schematic of the organizational chart for any school district, you'll find that right above the janitors are the teachers, and everything else in your district is nothing but indoctrination.
Amazing. Well, Brent, we appreciate the call. It's been very informative. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Jim, we never know what directions our conversations are going to go when we have these discussions, but this has been an important one. And anybody who's got children or grandchildren in the public schools, they need to know, number one, teach these children phonics. The schools may or may not. Now, one of my local school districts, they don't start teaching phonics until the sixth grade. That's too late. Kindergarten before you start teaching phonics, if not before. And teach cursive writing. How pitiful, how shameful, how harmful to not be able to walk up to the Declaration of Independence and read it. That is so wrong.
It's not that difficult. John, I'll tell you something. After being in education on both sides of it, they're spending far too much time laboring. And this is what they do. They labor over topics that could be taught in about 10 minutes. And they do it to fill up time. But the amount of time that is spent in education on topics is way, 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 way over the top. Things like mathematics. I've taken kids that couldn't add two numbers because they didn't know how to write them in order. And within 5 minutes, I have them adding and subtracting and multiplying. They were never taught how to write numbers in rows and columns, for example, and it's very simple. Kids pick things up really quickly, so the schools are spending far too much time teaching topics that can be taught in a matter of minutes.
It is what we've done to ourselves, and it's by design. Here's what I tell people, Jim. We had an educational system in the 1930s that taught phonics. No Dick and Jane readers. It was not broken. We had men and women with PhDs in education who decided to break it by introducing the Dick and Jane readers to bring and teach sight reading instead of phonics. and the teaching of the schools that taught the teachers. They stopped that by 1940, I believe. The schools teaching the teachers no longer taught the teachers to teach phonics. Those teachers were all retired by the mid to late 1950s. And the new teachers coming in at the same time couldn't teach phonics because they weren't taught themselves in teachers' colleges how to teach phonics. It's been a disaster ever since, Jim. What do you think?
And also the students are limited to what they get in the textbook in school and then the internet. And the internet has been totally cleansed. Where if a student goes to do a term paper, the first thing they do is they go to Wikipedia. And Wikipedia is horrible. It's been totally cleansed. It's been totally taken over.
Censored, yeah. We have a break. Censored. We have our last break here, Jim. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 23rd of January, visiting with Professor James McKinney. Jim, we've only got about 3 minutes here. And any updates on the wing generator or anything else you'd like to mention to us, sir?
Well, my new book release coming out on your show February 13th, people can order right now. It's a pre-release ordering. And so what you get is a better price. And also, you will get the release email on the day of the release. And so the price will go up the day of the release, and the people that order after the release will have to stand in line, because I expect some fairly heavy ordering at that point. So anyway, there's a benefit to ordering in the pre-release, and there's quite a few different ways to purchase it. You can purchase it directly or as part of other packages. All that is explained on my webpage. And, of course, I don't pre-announce titles or topics. And so I'm probably one of the few people that can sell books before people know what the title or topic is. But anyway, go to the webpage. It's all there. Link from John's page or jmccsci.com.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to the 13th and the announcement of this new book. I'm looking forward to getting a copy and reading it myself, and I'm going to be encouraging everybody else to do the same. Well, Jim, all these events that we are concerned about nationwide continue to move forward. I want to encourage people to be active locally. You might want to get elected to your local school board, for example, and maybe have some impact on what takes place at these local schools.
Yeah, be prepared to have your eyes open, too, if you do that.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It won't be easy. It won't be easy. I wouldn't begin to say that it would be easy, but it needs to happen.
A lot of people, John, use my books for their homeschooling, and this has been going on for a long time, and they'll get the full set of books for their kids. There's groups of Amish people that use my books. And so my books, the complete book set, it allows people to see through the baloney, and that's the important part. Then their eyes are opened up, and they become much better educated. They're much better prepared to sort through the baloney that's thrown at them on Wikipedia or through the standard news media or in Science or the History Channel or Discover Channel and all of these National Geographic that are just constructed disinformation.
Absolutely. Well, I encourage people to get all your books and read all your books. It's a great collection. It's a great education. The books are easy to read on one hand. On the other, they contain knowledge that's very important for people to incorporate into who they are, Jim, right?
Exactly. And John, if we just have a second, I wanted to mention that in the government shutdown, NASA wins the prize for the most non-essential employees. They're at 98%. I thought I'd leave you with that little fun fact.
Okay. Yeah, well, if they're not essential, why do they have a job in the first place? That's what I
What are they doing there? They were not in space, I can tell you that.
Jim, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Wednesday. Appreciate it.
We'll see ya.
We got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men.